Welcome back, everybody. Today is Friday of the fifth week of Lent, and we're going to be talking about the seven sorrows of Our Lady. So this is actually, I feel like it's still relatively new to me, like maybe in the last 3 or 4 years, but I feel like it has changed dramatically my relationship with Our Lady, understanding how much she suffered, because there was a time in my life where I didn't think she could relate, like I could relate with her because she, you know, I remember especially during my pregnancies, having a hard time relating with her because I was like, well, she never really experienced maybe this suffering of, you know, delivery and stuff just because she was free from sin. However, the more that I learned about Our Lady and just some of the revelations that the other saints have shared about her suffering, I feel like there's no greater person than her to share in your suffering. So we learn about the seven sorrows of Our Lady, the first one being the prophecy of Simeon. The second one is the flight into Egypt. The third is finding the child Jesus in the temple. The fourth is Jesus carrying his cross. The fifth is the crucifixion. The sixth is taking Jesus down from the cross. And the seventh is laying him in the tomb.
Good job. Good job.
Well, it's because I just revisited them. I kind of had forgotten a couple of them. But when you read some of the writings of the saints, they really explain how deeply she suffered. I want to share a quote. In order to show us what the martyrs suffered, they are represented with the instruments of their martyrdom. St. Andrew with a cross, St. Paul with a sword. Mary is represented with her dead son in her arms, for he alone was a cause of her martyrdom. Compassion for him made her queen of martyrs. Isn't that so beautiful? It's like the thing that caused her martyrdom is what she's holding in her arms. And it says that it was her love for Jesus that was her executioner. And I just think, I can't imagine like the sorrow that she would have gone through because she followed Jesus through the entire passion. You know, when you think about even like the Passion of the Christ, the movie, and you remember that scene where she's like wiping up the blood of Jesus. After he was scourged. You know, it's been many years that I've seen that movie, but it's still so vivid in my mind. And just like how that's his precious blood, you know? I was reading some other descriptions of Christ's passion in St. Alphonsus's Meditations and just talking about like how his precious blood was all over the hands of those that were scourging him. His flesh was like flinging into the air. And now it's like we reverence Jesus's body and blood and soul and divinity in the Eucharist. And yet at that time, it's just like going all over the place. And I feel like, wow, like, anyhow, I just can't even imagine being present at that. Blessed Amadeus writes that Mary suffered much more in the passion of her son than she would have done had she herself endured it, for she loved her Jesus much more than she loved herself. Hence, Saint Ildefonsus did not hesitate to assert that the sufferings of Mary exceeded those of all martyrs united. Saint Anselm, addressing the Blessed Virgin, says, "The most cruel torments inflicted on the holy martyrs were trifling or as nothing in comparison with thy martyrdom, O Mary."
So when we think about a martyr, we think about them physically dying. Mm-hmm. Mary, Queen of Martyrs, isn't one who physically died that way. It was an interior martyrdom. And why? Well, it's because she loved so much, that she loved Jesus more than anyone else has ever loved Jesus. And so think about that. How is this connected to her suffering? Well, doesn't it hurt to see the one you love hurt? And it does, right? Because why? When you love someone, you unite yourself to them. We see this in matrimony. We see this in the relationship with fathers and sons and mothers and daughters. And we see this with Mary, the mother of Jesus, who was free from sin. That means her love was pure. It was not tainted with original sin. Her whole heart, her whole being was conformed to the will of God and to her son, Jesus Christ. So when Jesus suffers, she suffers. When Jesus falls, it's not like she physically feels what Jesus is, but this is an interior martyrdom that exceeds all of the other sufferings of the martyrs combined. And so we give her the title, Our Lady of Sorrows.
And Saint Bernardine of Siena says that if God were to distribute the suffering of Our Lady among all of humanity, we would die instantly. So, what is this message for us?
Well, so here's a question. This might be new to you, but have you ever meditated upon Our Lady of Sorrows? Have you ever placed your heart and your mind upon all the seven sorrows of Mary? It's exceedingly useful. Devotion to do. If you're interested, I will link at the end of this video the chaplet to Our Lady of Sorrows that can help you in this. And it's Friday, so we will take the weekend off, but we will see you Monday. We look forward to serving you.
Monday of Holy Week. What are you going to add?
To the sacrificing, you mean?
Yeah, to your sacrificing. What do you do? Fast until 3 o'clock, the hour of Jesus' crucifixion?
I'll make sure you get the spoon.
Yeah.